It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May the 30th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $28,016. ETH is up slightly at $1,915, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $313. Well, prosecutors say that the criminal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried should not be dismissed as his defense team had requested. SBF's lawyers filed pretrial motions in May to dismiss charges based on technicalities, procedural issues, and extradition-related matters, but prosecutors contend that these charges, including campaign finance violations and the extradition process, are valid. They argue that post-extradition charges can be presented under the extradition treaty with the Bahamas, where SBF was located. Prosecutors also addressed allegations related to the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and commodity fraud, stating that the impact of FTX's trades is relevant to the U.S. The defense has requested more discovery documents. SBF is scheduled to appear in a New York court in October. Well, Tether has made investments in sustainable Bitcoin mining in Uruguay. The company has partnered with a locally licensed company and are currently in the process of recruiting. The exact investment amount and the partner firm have not been disclosed. Tether plans for the mining facility to start operating in the middle of the third quarter of this year. This move comes after Tether's recent announcement to allocate a portion of its profits to Bitcoin investments and infrastructure. Tether's USDT stablecoin is the largest in the market, with a market cap of $83 billion, backed by assets including U.S. government debt, gold, and secured loans. The company has seen significant profitability, with $1.5 billion in net profits for the first quarter of 2023. Well, crypto analytics firm Chainalysis has acquired Transpose, a blockchain data and infrastructure company. Transpose provides real-time and historical crypto data through APIs, including information on decentralized exchange swaps and NFT sales. It supports several blockchain networks, including Ethereum and Layer 2 networks like Arbitrum. With the acquisition, Chainalysis aims to meet the growing demand for robust data systems that rely on reliable APIs for blockchain data. Chainalysis is well known for its blockchain analysis tools used by crypto exchanges for compliance and regulators monitoring the crypto industry. The financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. And finally, blockchain data platform Nansen is cutting its workforce by 30% due to the challenging conditions in the crypto markets, with CEO Alex Svanovic calling the year a brutal one for the industry and saying that the company had expanded too rapidly into areas that were not aligned with its core strategy. He emphasized that the company still has a few years of financial runway ahead. He also expressed gratitude to the employees who are departing the company. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.